Hey folks, how are you doing? Happy Wednesday. Graham here with my daily-ish update. So trust you're well. Just a place to catch up and share a few thoughts. Let me do a few housekeeping things as well. Number one, again, as always, if you're new to my YouTube channel, I want to hit the subscribe button down there. I also put these videos, some of my courses, the sermons I preach on Sundays or traveling as well. All of that out on our podcast stream as well. So if you're a podcast listener, you know, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, we're on all of these platforms as well. So check out the links below just to find our audio podcasts. That's a great way of listening as well. Hey, I want to mention my ministry school is back online, and I have a couple of courses that are live, one on Revelation, one on the goodness of God. And in about a month or so, I hope to put my ordination course back online there as well. Just some dates as well. Hey, this evening, if anybody's interested, we're going to be doing a live Zoom Bible study as part of New England Fellowship. This evening we're doing a Bible study, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to be doing a teaching on how to hear God's voice. We're going to open that up for question and answer. And then also have a kind of group discussion as well about how to hear from God. So if you're interested in joining us, whether you're part of New England Fellowship or not, you're very welcome to do that. Again, I will add a link to that below. This coming Friday, so that will be February the 11th, my wife Leah is going to be speaking here at Sturbridge Worship Center on life in the Spirit, the character of the Spirit, and how to develop the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Again, that's 7 p.m. this coming Friday. This coming weekend, any of my friends in New Hampshire, I'm going to be on tour in New Hampshire. I have a couple of dates. I'll be speaking in Goffstown, New Hampshire, Goffstown Christian Fellowship, and Saturday 8 p.m. and Sunday 10:30 a.m. So I hope to see you guys there. If you are in the area, you'd be very welcome to join us there. Good. Let me share something real quick as I try to do in these videos. But I've been thinking and I've been doing something recently. I love to do this. I love to inquire of the Lord. You know, it's interesting, like this evening I'll be doing a question and answer session about hearing from God's voice, but this may sound weird, but I like questions more than I like answers. I think a good question is harder to find than a good answer. Some people have all the answers and don't have any questions. And I made a decision years ago that I want to be somebody who asks really good questions. I'm sure I'm really annoying. Anytime anybody gets in a leadership meeting with me, and that happens several times a week, people are sometimes talking about a solution, and I usually chime in, what's the problem we're trying to solve? Like, what is the question that's the genesis of this thought? You know, it's like somebody comes with a solution, and do we even have a problem? And I think Jesus loved to ask questions. And I think questions are invitations to meet God in a new way. Questions are invitation to step into a new plane, a new vista, a new horizon in your relationship with God. And I think God loves to ask us, his children, questions. Not that we would instantly find the answer, but that we would inquire of him. We would meet him in the question. I preach this many times, but you know, we as Protestants, as evangelicals, it's kind of my background, but it is, we have a strength that we like good doctrine and we want to systematize and work things out, but we have a weakness that some of our Catholic friends don't have, that we don't deal well with mystery. And by that I mean, if there's something we don't know, you know, we're not usually okay saying, I just don't know. We try to manufacture an answer, even when the Bible isn't giving one. And sometimes our Protestant evangelical answers are like trying to shove the round peg in the square hole. Yeah? Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, and the revealed things belong unto us. And I believe to the measure that we embrace mystery, to that measure will God give revelation. And if we're never okay with mystery, if we're never okay saying, there's something I don't know, but I want to seek the Lord, I want a relational encounter rather than informational response. I believe when we come to the Lord in humility, but also in inquiry, when we come to the Lord saying, Lord, I really want to know. I want an answer that's from you. I don't want some secondhand rehashed answer from the internet. Lord, I really want to hear from you. I think when we do that, God will actually give us answers, but he'll lead us into a whole new place with him. You know, I grew up in a great church in the UK. We believed in healing. It's just hardly anybody ever got healed. You know, occasionally I'd ask people, why isn't people not healed? And I'd get all of these standard, frankly, they're not Bible answers. You know, it's not God's timing. It's not God's will. God's trying to teach us something, all of that. And I just knew by reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that they weren't the real Bible answers. And I knew that I didn't know the answers, but I also realized that most of my responders didn't know the answers either. And when I was about 17, I really began seeking the Lord, you know, fasting and praying, seeking God for answers about healing. And it's not my goal here today to share those with you, but rather to say to you, ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, to him who knocks the door will be opened. The Lord says in Jeremiah 33, call unto me, and guess what? I will answer and show you things that you do not know. Now the key is this, do we know that we don't know them? There are known knowns, there are known unknowns, and there are unknown unknowns. There are things we know that we know. There are things we know that we don't know. But there are things we don't even know what we don't know. We're not even aware of our gaps. So I encourage you, ask questions, get a journal, come and meet the Lord. Use the gap between what you know and what you don't know, not to fill your head with information. Knowledge puffs up, but rather to fill it with encounter with the living God. Boom. I hope that's a help to you, because that's a help to me. I'm Graham Jones, and I approve of this message. Bye for now.